And good evening. Come on in. Welcome to Anointed Temple of Praise Christian Church Disciples of Christ Monday Manna Bible Study. We're waiting for you to tune in. So come on in. Come on in.
Look like all signals are go, Lady Kim, and we're excited about this study tonight, and we look forward to what God is going to do as we prepare for this time together. Let's see. I hope the sound is coming in clear and that you're getting a good signal. Let us know that you're getting a good signal and that the sound is coming in okay. But we praise God for this day, for truly this is indeed the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to start tonight in the 10th chapter, Lady Kim, of Ecclesiastes.
Yep.
And we have a special guest in the studio tonight, and we're excited about that.
Very excited.
Dr. Crystal Williams, who is the president and the regional minister of the Tennessee region of the Christian Church Disciples of Christ. She was in town this weekend, and so we invited her to come and be a part of our time together tonight. And so we're going to just say some introductory things, and then her and Lady Kim are going to swap seats. Is that right?
That's right.
And we're going to continue after we finish that. But we're grateful for Dr. Williams being with us, and we thank God for how he's going to bless in this time together. This is an interesting chapter, this 10th chapter. And Lady Kim, believe it or not, we're a little bit ahead of ourselves on
the
schedule.
Yes, we are.
I wonder how did that happen?
You were a little ambitious a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were going to give us a break for Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
Let the other group catch up to us.
We should be on about the 8th, 9th
right.
chapter,
mm-hmm.
but we're in the 10th chapter, and this weekend, Labor Day weekend Labor Day is Monday, isn't
it? It's Monday.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll look at that and see how it goes. But I really don't like to take a break, and you already know that, so we can keep consistent.
Keep rolling.
Mm-hmm. And go ahead and get it done, but we might just review some things, but we won't have a long session, maybe a short version of it. How about that?
Okay.
All sounds right.
Good.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and get started tonight. We got a lot of ground we're going to try to cover. I think there are about 20 verses in that, about 20 verses in that 10th chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we'll be able to cover that tonight. What do you think?
I believe so. With Dr. Crystal here. And
that's right.
It's a triple header.
A triple header. All right.
We got a triple header going
here. Okay. Is the sound coming in? Somebody let us know. Y'all can hear us all right.
I can't see the feed. I don't know why the feed.
Let's see.
There it is.
Okay.
There it is.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Brother TJ, good to see you. Brother Ray, good to see you, Pastor. Thanks for being on tonight. All right, we're going to go ahead and get started tonight. Let's have prayer. Father, we bless you and we honor you, and we do thank you for this day, and we thank you for our lives. We thank you for your Spirit's abiding presence. We thank you, dear Lord, for we realize and we're confident in the fact that in you we live, move, and have our being, and we understand clearly that we're nothing without you. And so, God, we pray now your blessing to be upon us as we engage in this time together.
Mm-hmm.
And we ask that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight.
Mm-hmm.
You are our strength and our redeemer. So we love you and we honor you. And we thank you now for being our God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Lady Kim. Well, just tell us a little bit about what happened in the service on yesterday, and what did the Lord speak to you in reference to the sermon, and just tell us what else, because there was a lot going on yesterday.
A lot going on, but
that's
it was
right.
An exciting time in the Lord on yesterday. You had a great word on yesterday.
Did I?
Yeah.
All right.
I wanted to jump up and run
was
around.
Was that you over there?
That wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
I kind of held my mule on yesterday.
All right.
But,
all right.
Yeah, it was a great sermon. You talked. You're continuing in the relationships, talking about insecurities,
mm-hmm.
but you, the title of your sermon was How to Get Out of a Rut.
Right, right.
You know, all of us get in ruts from time
mm-hmm,
to time.
Mm-hmm.
But your scripture came from Mark, the 10th chapter, verses 46 through 52, when it talked about blind Bartimaeus sitting by the side of the road begging.
Right.
And when he heard that Jesus was coming and saw Jesus, he cried out, "Jesus, you know, have mercy on me."
Right.
Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And the people around Bartimaeus were saying, "Shh, don't yell out like that. Mm-hmm. You know, just be quiet, be quiet." But when they tried to quiet him, the Bible said he cried even louder.
He cried more.
He cried louder.
He shouted. They said, yes. The scripture said he shouted.
Yeah. And so Jesus then called him over, said, mm-hmm. well, come here. And mm-hmm. then the people that were with him said, "Yeah, he calling you. Go on over there."
Right.
And see what he wants, you know. And Jesus healed him and said, "Go your way. Your mm-hmm. faith has made you whole."
Okay.
And so you had three awesome points that you have to assume responsibility for your own life.
Right.
And sometimes when we're in a rut, you know, we just want to lay there and have a pity party.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you have to assume responsibility and get up out mm-hmm. of the rut you're in. That's like people who are depressed and they're in the house and they have the curtains closed and then laying around, you know, and nobody is there with them. You have to assume responsibility for yourself. Get up, wash mm-hmm. your face, put some clothes on, take small steps, mm-hmm. but do something. Okay. You have to assume responsibility for your own life. You know, if you've gotten yourself in a financial mess, a financial rut, take small steps to start figuring out how to get your way out. Assume responsibility that it was your fault that you in the mess that you in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because they're a different kind of ruts, aren't they?
Like you called them mm-hmm, yesterday. Mm-hmm. Financial ruts, relational ruts, mm-hmm. societal ruts. And you even said that some people make money off of people being in a rut.
That's right.
So, you know, it's we have to make sure that we assume responsibility for our own lives. And then you said we have to get beyond what others were saying.
Okay.
Because in the text, the people were saying, "Shh, don't cry, don't holler out like that. Be quiet, you know." And blind Bartimaeus was like, "No, he, like you said, he shouted even louder." So don't let people muffle your cries, or don't let people, you know, keep you from
silence you,
or keep you from asking for help.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
people say you shouldn't say that, or you shouldn't go there. I wouldn't tell them that.
Right.
But
and isn't it amazing that even though Bartimaeus was blind, he had a keen understanding of Jesus in terms of what he could do for him,
mm-hmm.
and that really. I didn't deal too much with that, but that's amazing. He had obviously heard about Jesus' reputation.
Absolutely.
And so as a result of that, when he had heard that he was coming, then he wanted to make sure that he got his attention.
Absolutely.
And Jesus, the Bible says, he stood still mm-hmm. when he heard Bartimaeus hollering out mm-hmm. and crying out and mm-hmm. asking for help. He said, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Isn't that what it says?
That's what the word says.
And so, you know, people can sometimes keep you confined to a place that God never intended for you to be, because they don't want you to, you know, be expressive in trying to get out of the rut that you're in.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you know, even with all those people around, all that commotion, Jesus heard Bartimaeus.
Wow, isn't that something?
Cry. So that means I don't care who else is crying
out.
That's
good.
Jesus can hear your cry.
That's right.
In the midst of everybody else. So don't neglect crying out to God. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with crying
out.
That's
right.
You know, and sometimes men, you know, they don't want to ask for help.
That's right.
You know, we be in the car. Driving.
Here we go. We're not going to do
that.
In
the car driving around. You know where you going? Yeah, I know where I'm going.
Oh, I see what we're doing tonight. Okay, all right.
Don't you need some directions? No, I got this. And then after a while,
how does it finally end?
I think we need to pull over in the gas station and
get some directions.
That's what we used to do.
Before.
Yeah, that was before GPS.
That's right.
You know, even GPS can lead you wrong.
It can.
You know?
Take you around the corner, around the block, and the place you're trying to go is right across the street.
Yep. Absolutely.
But I didn't mean to cut your story off. I mean, you
yes, you
was trying to go somewhere with that. Obviously, you brought it up. So
Well, that leads into the third point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, keep moving forward.
Keep moving forward.
That was your third point. Keep
All right,
moving
that's
forward.
That's good, brother.
So, you know, and with blind Bartimaeus, the garments that he had on impeded his motion.
That's right. That's
right. You know,
right.
He had to take off that coat in order to, you know, get to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever it is that's hindering you from getting to Jesus,
take it off.
Take it off and move forward.
Because the word said that Jesus saw his faith and he told him to go his way, and he ended up following Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the same is true for us when we are in situations where Jesus is passing by and he's present every Sunday, and many times we miss him because we're so held back and we're locked into the ruts that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
We're not willing to open our mouths.
Right.
And be expressive in crying out for the help that we need.
Amen.
And followers come as a result of that.
Yes.
Yeah, obedience releases something in our situations, you know, when we decide we're going to do what God tells us to do.
Yeah, yeah. Amen. But we have to be obedient.
That's right. That's
when God
right.
God tells us to do something, we have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have to assume responsibility for our own lives. We have to get beyond what others are saying, and then we have to keep moving forward.
It's so easy to fall back. Right.
You know, but keep moving forward.
You lose ground when you fall back, too. You got to make up all of that ground that you lost, you know.
Right.
When you stop moving forward.
Yeah.
The world doesn't stop, you know, when you decide you're going to stop and have a pity party.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get over that, you still got to make up all of that lost ground.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And lost ground is another phrase for lost time.
Lost time.
Time can go by so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look around and saying, I meant to. You know, you had a meant to attitude.
Right.
I meant to do that last week. And then last week turns into last month.
That's
and last
right.
month turns into 6 months. I meant to do that 6 months ago. I meant to. So don't have a meant to attitude. You know, keep pressing forward, even if you take little steps every day.
Okay. That's good. That's good. All right. Well, that's the sermon aspect of the yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else? Because that was our outreach Sunday yesterday as well. And then the advisory council and the board, they decided they were going to surprise us yesterday.
That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Tell them a little bit about what happened, those who perhaps were not in the service or saw it online.
Well, we were surprised by our advisory board and the church. We celebrated our 20th church anniversary in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And right after we had our first celebration banquet, COVID hit.
That's right.
And
that
we
March.
Shut down.
Was it March?
It was March, but really it came in February.
That's right.
It was brewing at the end of February, near end of February, and then everything shut down in March. But we had activities planned for the whole year of 2020. Of course, everything came to a screeching halt. And then, you know, we're really just coming to the endemic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're
mm-hmm.
really just coming out of this thing.
Okay.
And so the board, Anointed Temple of Praise Advisory Board or Advisory Council, decided that they would take the time on yesterday
mm-hmm.
to honor us.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave us gifts. They gave me beautiful flowers. And so it was awesome.
Yeah. And they had the colors right on the box. They had a big gold box and purple trim and all of that.
And they had the color of roses right.
They had
right.
the roses
they had
right.
Red roses.
That's right.
That's right.
So
it was awesome.
But we're grateful for the ATOP Church family and
mm-hmm.
for our council and for their thoughtfulness
mm-hmm.
and not just allowing that to linger. I mean, nobody pressured them or, you know, they did it on their own, and we're certainly grateful for that and them wanting to, you know, let us know how much they appreciate us. And so we are certainly grateful for them.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then after that, many people got on the bus and went and delivered food to the shelters.
Mm-hmm.
We had several members that went to the sick and shut-in in our Golden Ministries
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
homes and deliver hot meals, and
yeah.
the food was delicious.
Well, we had an interesting experience yesterday because before we got to one of the shelters, we passed by the park, And there were people sitting, you know how they'd be sitting in the park. Mm-hmm. And so our driver, Dewan Whitmore, he got out and asked one of them that they want something to eat. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, you should have saw the lines that started coming when they saw that we were passing out food. All of these people are sitting in the park because they're homeless, and the shelters that they stay in at night, they send them out during the day. And so they were all there, and there was probably 20 plus people that then we picked up another I don't think it's a shelter, it's like a home for the for
disabled.
Those disabled. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it was 20 residents there. And I'm telling you, it just brings joy, and you can just see how God is moving when you are out there where the rubber meets the road and trying to meet those needs. So we did over 300 meals yesterday. Oh. And so we praise God for that.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
All right. Anything else you want to add to that?
No, I think we're ready for to get into
the study,
to our word.
Well, for those of you who just joined us, we were just reviewing the exciting time that we had on yesterday, and we wanted to let everyone know that Dr. Crystal Williams is present with us tonight in the studio. She's the president and the regional minister of the Christian Church in Tennessee, Disciples of Christ. And so she was in town this weekend, and we invited her to come and be a part of our time together tonight. And so she has made her way. And so we're going to do a little bit of this chapter, and then we're going to have Dr. Crystal to come in, and you're going to exchange seats with her. You want me to?
I'll move out of the way.
You sure?
I will yield.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. I'm positive.
All right.
All right. We good.
Okay, so let's welcome Dr. Crystal. Y'all let Dr. Crystal know you're excited that she's here.
Amen.
We're going to ask her a couple of questions as it relates to some of the things we're going to cover tonight. But this 10th chapter really deals with what Solomon is talking about here in terms of the burden of folly.
Mm-hmm.
A little folly is dangerous. And really, when I looked at that whole definition for folly, it's a lack of good sense or foolishness. And then it went on to say it's someone who lacks the proper fear or respect for God.
Mm.
And so I think many times we miss that in trying to understand, because we think it's foolishness when we think of folly.
Mm.
But a person can lack the proper fear or respect for God, and they would be thrown into that category as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So Psalms 14:1 says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Mm-hmm. So that shows how that whole folly piece begins to fall in place with that. But in this 10th chapter, we're going to cover quite a few things here, because what Solomon does in this 10th chapter, he breaks it out, and he lets us know that the first part of it, we'd be dealing with the foolish ruler, then he'll talk about the foolish worker, the foolish talker, and the foolish officer.
Okay.
And so he's trying to show a comparison there based upon his own experiences that he has gone through, and to let them know, he really came to the conclusion that fear God and keep his commandment, for this is the duty of man. And so even after everything Solomon had experienced with all of his wealth, with all of his fortune, with all of his fame and his wisdom, he came to an understanding, even though he had did wrong, he disappointed God, he came to the conclusion that we need to fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the duty of man, one man.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't it a shame that we still haven't grasped that concept?
That's right. People want to do it themselves and try to figure it out themselves, and then ask God to bail them out once they mess it up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Lord, bless my mess.
Yeah.
Is their plea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do this, Lady Kim.
You want to do the switcheroo, or you want me to read?
Go ahead and read, and then we'll try to maybe do the first four or five verses, and then we'll ask Dr. Crystal to come in and join us and be a part of our discussion tonight.
Okay, I'm reading You said the first four or five verses?
Well, read it all, and then we'll just kind of
come back to it. Okay. Ecclesiastes, the 10th chapter, for those of us joining us, beginning with the first verse. I'm reading the NIV version. As dead flies give perfume a bad smell, so a little folly outweighs wisdom and honor. The heart of the wise inclines to the right, but the heart of the fool to the left. Even as fools walk along the road, they lack sense and show everyone how stupid they are. If a ruler's anger rises against you, do not leave your post. Calmness can lay great offenses to rest.
Okay.
There is an evil I have seen under the sun, the spot of error that arises from a ruler. Fools are put in many high positions, while the rich occupy the low ones.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen slaves on horseback, while princes go on foot like slaves. Whoever digs a pit may fall into it. Whoever breaks through a wall may be bitten by a snake. Whoever quarries stones may be injured by them. Whoever splits logs may be endangered by them. If an axe is dull and its edge unsharpened, more strength is needed. But skill will bring success. If a snake bites before it is charmed, the charmer receives no fee. Words from the mouth of the wise are gracious, but fools are consumed by their own lips. At the beginning, their words are folly. At the end, they are wicked madness. And fools multiply words. No one knows what is coming. Who can tell someone else what will happen after them? The toil of fools worries them. They do not know the way to town. Woe to the land whose king was a servant and whose prince feasts in the morning. Blessed is the land whose king is of noble birth and whose princes eat at a proper time.
Mm-hmm.
For strength and not for drunkenness. Through laziness, the rafters sag. Because of idle hands, the house leaks. A feast is made for laughter. Wine makes life merry, and money is the answer for everything. Do not revile the king even in your thoughts, or curse the rich in your bedroom, because a bird in the sky may carry your words, and a bird on the wing may report what you say.
Wow. Gotta watch the birds, right?
I know, right?
The birds will carry it, right?
Yes.
That's a powerful 20 mm-hmm. verses there as Solomon begins to help unpack this whole thing. And he deals with the ruler, the worker, the talker, and the officer,
mm-hmm.
and gives us some valid principles, I believe, that will help us in terms of trying to get clarity as to how we use wisdom on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Okay. Anything you want to share in terms of something that may have jumped off the page?
Well, just on that last one, when you talked about the birds, you know, mm-hmm. people used to say, a little birdie told me.
Uh-huh. That's right.
So
that's right.
And that just reminded me of that. Kind of humorous.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, let's welcome Dr. Crystal to the set tonight.
And, hey, man,
Dr. Crystal, for those who don't know you, as we've already indicated, she is the regional pastor here, and she's the president of the Tennessee region of the Christian Church, Disciples of Christ. And we're always excited when she's in our presence. And if she had got here enough time on yesterday, and she already knows this, that she would have been up, because she had given us a sermon, I think, a while back, the last time she was here, and never got an opportunity to finish it, because the spirit was so high. Isn't that right?
Yes.
And God moved on that service in a powerful and a mighty way through the prophetic ministry that you have, and we're just grateful that you are here tonight. And we're honored that you are part of the study.
Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Murray and Dr. Murray.
That's right.
For this opportunity to be with you. I was thinking about that sermon from the last time. Mm-hmm. Wisdom told me to throw it in the garbage.
Did
so it? I threw it away.
You threw it away.
I threw it away because it wasn't relevant to what was happening in the moment.
That's right. You did right. And the Lord blessed in a powerful and a mighty way. And I tell you, it's still residue in the sanctuary from the power and the presence of God. And people have joined. People have been set free. And so we praise God for you being attentive to what God is saying to you.
Amen.
But Dr. Krista, we've been studying these books of wisdom for what now, about 2 or 3 months, Lady Kim?
Yes.
And we're going through all of the books of wisdom, Proverbs. We've already done. Then here we are in Ecclesiastes, and we're going to do the Song of Solomon. But just share with us any insight that if something jumped off the page in that reading that Lady Kim shared. But any insight that you have gathered in your work and in your experiences, how important wisdom is and how that has helped you to make some decisions, that because we know you have a lot of decisions that you have to deal with on the day-to-day basis. So just share out of your heart and just tell us what God is saying to you.
The first thing that I wanted to say is that as Lady Kim was reading this passage of scripture, it jumped out at me how much life is a contrast.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
That it's this or it's this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And how quickly you can move from being wise into the realm of folly.
Okay, okay.
Just that quick.
Yeah.
On almost every decision pertaining to life.
Okay, okay.
And as you read through this 10th chapter, he just compares it and he contrasts it.
Mm-hmm,
and so
mm-hmm.
you really have to take a moment to think and to discern what your answer is going to be.
Okay, okay.
That's the first thing that jumped out at me.
Okay.
And then when he talked about you know, the bird.
That was in that last portion.
Yeah, that last portion. You know, do not revile the king, even in your thoughts, or curse the rich in your bedroom,
mm-hmm.
because a bird in the sky. You know, I think about, so I've been kind of doing words of wisdom and prophesying for a long time.
Okay.
And there have been times when I've been in the pulpit ministering and the Lord would let me in on a conversation, supernatural conversation,
mm-hmm.
where I could actually hear what the person was saying.
Wow.
So nothing is ever really secret,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so you have to be careful and be wise how you're using your mouth.
Okay.
And I think that is, that's the ingenious of Solomon.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't speaking or writing from something or a place where he did not experience
know.
That's
right.
What he wrote here had everything to do with how he had experienced life.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it wasn't just for then, it's just for now.
That's right.
And
that's
so
right.
I think how we live our life, how we go about our daily lives, we can't just do it through happenstance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Each and every moment that you are allowed to be here, you have got to be in discernment.
That's right.
Because
right.
Just that fast. And then I'll say one more thing, and then I'll tell you a little bit about where I have experienced this.
Okay.
Verse number 10.
Okay.
When he says, if the axe is dull,
mm-hmm.
and its edge unsharpened, mm-hmm. more strength is needed, but skill will bring success.
Wow.
A lot of times we walk around here, we have no skill, no preparation,
mm-hmm.
and we just want to do whatever it is we want to do.
Right.
We say, I've been called to preach, let me get up there.
Right. Right.
I've been called to collect the offering. Just let me, you are hindering me mm-hmm. from getting up there to do what God, I feel like God has called me to do. But you've got to have skill.
That's right.
Not
That's
just
right.
prayed up. You have got to have some kind of training, some kind of something.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand, listen, I grew up around people who would say God teaches me or the Holy Spirit teaches me.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to free us a little bit.
Okay.
Open up that realm. Because yes, God teaches you. The Holy Spirit leads and guides you. But God is now training folks
right.
around you who also possess the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Who also love Jesus. And they can help you expand if you're wise enough to take heed.
That's good.
No person is an island unto his or herself. We don't know everything.
That's right.
I always like to say, we know some things.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
we don't know everything.
We don't know everything.
You know, I was born the last day of 1969. That's about as much as I know. You know, so you need other people and other situations to help pour into your life,
okay,
so that you can walk in wisdom.
That's good. That's so good. That's, you know, so true. Because just like he did the analogy here, he says, if the axe is dull and one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength.
Yes.
And so we have to be mindful. And I know you're using that as it relates to the axe, how important it is for us to make sure we sharpen our,
yes,
skills and we get the training necessary so that we can be on point, mm-hmm, and be relevant in our approach and what we're trying to encourage others to do. And sometimes people miss that.
Yes.
Because what we're doing now, Dr. Kristen, you're well aware, we're going through our Institute for Leadership Training. And really part of that has to do with people sharpening their skills, understanding the discernment, as you, mm-hmm, mentioned, that God has for them, and then making sure that when the time does come for them to serve, that they'll be prepared and they won't feel threatened by being in a leadership position.
You know, I'm going to move us off this verse here, but there's so much here.
It is.
But it says, and its edge unsharpened, more strength is needed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think about my own life.
Okay.
Where I've stepped into situations and I did not have all of the training,
mm-hmm,
needed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I had to work harder.
Okay.
I got the job done because I'm strong-willed and, mm-hmm, and I'm determined and I believe that God is with me. But I had to work harder.
Yeah, work harder. Okay.
And sometimes we see people slide in on the scene and you know, we say, well, they haven't put in as much time as I put in.
Right,
you know, but look at them. They're preaching or they have the, mm-hmm, first Sunday spot and I've been working and working. But I wanna just say to us that there are times when God is strengthening us.
Mm-hmm,
we're,
mm-hmm,
in the background.
Wow, that's
so God
good.
Can strengthen us. And when we come out strong.
That's
we come
right.
out powerful.
That's
we come
right.
out doing things that we've never done before.
That's
and
good.
So I have a word for somebody. Don't be so quick to say, look at them. They get to do everything and I get to do nothing. And you know, I'm working hard. I've been working on the railroad. You know, that kind of thing.
Right, right.
Don't despise that, but receive in wisdom the strengthening that, mm-hmm, God is giving you, because you know what? You are like that dull axe that now God has sharpened,
wow,
and is sharpening. And so, you know, we got to relax.
That's right.
Because part of being wise and using wisdom is in our ability to relax in the spirit,
mm-hmm,
and allow God to flow through us.
Wow. Amen. That's real good. That's real good.
And
somebody's out there listening tonight, and perhaps we'll hear this particular Bible study later. This is a relevant word. And if you have questions or comments, go ahead and put them in the chat. Lady Kim is monitoring the chats as well as ourselves, and we want to make sure that if you have some questions for Dr. Kristel, because that's key now, and many times people become frustrated because they feel as if they are not being used or they have not been called to serve. But we got to make sure that when the time does come for us to be involved, that we are ready and that our axe is sharper.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree, Lady Kim?
Absolutely.
You want to say anything? They could hear you from over there. I know you've been thinking and writing down. Anything you want to share?
No, I was just, my wheels were just turning as, mm-hmm, Dr. Kristel was talking. You know, a lot of people, when they come to ministries, they want to be out front.
Right.
You know,
right.
The first thing they want to do is to be seen by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to go through some training.
You
have
to go through some training.
You have to sharpen your edge.
That's right.
Before you get before God's people. And so when you learn to humble yourself and get your edge sharpened, then when it's your time, God will elevate you.
He'll elevate you.
You know, I'm a living witness. I, coming up in church, I had a call to ministry very early on in my life.
Okay.
But as a young woman, we had a radio broadcast, and I was the first voice that you heard at 6:30 on a Sunday evening,
wow,
welcoming our radio listening audience. And there were other young ministers kind of sort of in my age group, and my pastor would be putting them up to preach and doing,
mm-hmm,
all of that. And he was like, you get to welcome us to the radio broadcast. Not only did I do that, but I sang on a praise team and sang in the choir for many, many years. And I would be like, is this all this to me? Like, welcome to Sunday Night Broadcast. We're happy that you're here. It's more to me than that. But I remember when he let me out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
When he opened up the gate and he was like, now you go forth.
Okay.
I remember what happened in that church that night. You know, and I began to prophesy, to lay hands mm-hmm. on people. I didn't even know that was what I was called to be doing. But it is something in having the wisdom to
right.
do what you're asked to do. To bloom where you're planted. You know, and when God releases you, it opens many doors for you. Solomon had been there. He had had so many ups and downs mm-hmm. in his life. He missed the mark. The wisest man in the world,
the wisest
man of that time, all of his wives and concubines, the ways in which he forfeited mm-hmm. what God had promised and placed in his life. His words, it's a blueprint.
That's right.
How to act and how to receive in wisdom, what not to do. We can't turn our heads from that. He's speaking to us, especially in the times in which we live. You know, we've been going through this pandemic, endemic, so many questions going on in the church. What do we do now? How do we do now? It's going to take wisdom and discernment.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take, we're going to have to look at this like we're playing chess. Mm-hmm. You've got to be strategic.
That's right.
Solomon was strategic. His words are not just words written on a mere page, but they're words to bring deliverance, each one of them, if you're open to it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If you're open to it.
And you know, it really helps us in terms of if we follow this word and be obedient to what God requires of us, it will cut through a whole lot of the things that we go through and then try to come back and make up for it after we have failed, after we have fallen short,
mm-hmm.
after we have followed our own flesh mm-hmm. and trying to discern things. But it's clear that if we follow this word in obedience to the word, and as Solomon said, at the end of everything that he had experienced, he knew that it was right for him to be obedient to that word mm-hmm. and follow God's command.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And that's why we can't let Solomon go today.
Right.
Even when we are not wise, we still go back to Ecclesiastes
and Proverbs
and all of these.
Absolutely.
What do you have to say about my situation, my rut?
It speaks to you.
It speaks to you clearly, concisely, and so that giving you room to move forward out of the rut.
Mm-hmm.
It really is going to take this discernment. It's going to take wisdom. It's going to take sometimes being silent and weighing back and forth what the Spirit is saying to you before you step out.
Okay.
We can't be afraid to do that.
That's right. Are you following this chat, Lady Kim? What are you hearing?
Yes, Dr. Kwali said ministry is a practice.
See. Okay.
It's practice that makes perfect.
Yes. Okay.
I like that.
Yes.
And so, you know what? I could bring another, bring my chair
Okay,
back.
Come around.
Yeah, I'm going
to. Okay.
Sister Gwen said, as with any profession, there is a training period. You've got to practice before you play.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And that's good. And then I like what you said about bloom where you're planted.
Right, right.
A lot of people come to ministries, and when they don't get in the spotlight, when they don't, you know, get to preach, they want to go somewhere
else.
They want to go somewhere else. But I have never seen a potted plant grow.
Wow.
They don't get up and leave the pot and go to another pot.
That's
because,
right.
you know, they don't feel like they're growing there.
Mm-hmm.
They stay there until their roots outgrow that pot.
That's right.
And, you know, and so we have to stay and grow where we're planted. Uh-huh. Bloom where we're planted.
That's good. Come on around, Lady Kim.
I'm going to go get the a high chair.
You know, that's you know what? That's what she's saying.
Y'all,
that's
elevated.
Hot.
That's right.
What she's what she is talking about tonight, about mm-hmm. blooming where you're planted mm-hmm. and not seeing a potted plant get up and, you know, move on its own.
Right.
It takes the wisdom of a leader. It takes the spirit fulfillment of a leader who can come and repot you mm-hmm. at the appointed time.
Wow.
And one who's listening and discerning what God has to say about the ministry, about what's happening around them, they will shift and move the plant and repot it at the appointed time.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
They will not let it get root rot. So I like that. You know, they will move. Wisdom says, I'm looking at her welcoming to everybody at 6:30 to our radio broadcast, singing in a praise team, underneath it all, being mad. And wisdom said to my pastor, now it's time.
Okay. That's great. That's a powerful word. And so I think that those of you who are listening and you are yet wrestling with when is your time, when is people going to notice your gift, be patient and trust God. Trust the timing of God in your situation and in your circumstance. Is that Mother Hughes on the call tonight?
Yes.
That
yes,
looks like
it is.
Sister Elizabeth says Mother
Amen.
Hughes. All right. Certainly glad that you're on tonight. And Lady Kim, do you have any other comments or anything else that needs to come from?
No, not right now.
Okay. Okay.
I just want to say this one thing if
mm-hmm.
I can.
Yes.
Look at a person who don't get on the screen a lot. They got one more thing to say. So I think about David
mm-hmm,
when
mm-hmm.
he was getting ready to go fight Goliath.
Okay.
And they tried to make him put on Saul's armor.
Right, right.
And he was like, I can't fit this.
I can't wear it. I can't wear it.
This is
it
what
won't fit.
All I got is this.
Right, right.
and how they must have looked at him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, surely this man is nuts. He will not come back here alive. And the wisdom of even his father sending him down to take the meal. You know, all of that is strategic. You know, his father, David's father, knew what was going down with
That's right.
Goliath.
That's right.
It was no secret. So why would he send his youngest boy down off into that situation? Nobody else could beat Goliath.
No.
And then they say, here's this borrowed armor. Put this on. And this young man had the wisdom to say, I'm going to lose with that.
No.
This is not going to work.
It's not going to work.
And he was able to overthrow Goliath. Because the timing was right.
Mm-hmm.
His father was wise. I don't leave his father out of the story.
Mm-hmm.
His father had the wisdom to send the one who God had anointed
That's right.
into battle.
That's
and
right.
so therefore he was successful. Not only did he overtake him and overthrow him, he cut his head off.
My
Lord. Isn't
and that's dealing with authority.
That's powerful.
Stopped that lineage
mm-hmm.
in that situation. So a lot of times, Dr. Murray, we have to the timing is right. Listen to the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
When the spirit says move, then you'll be successful.
Okay, all right. Yes. What do you have there for us, Lady Kim?
Someone was saying that they were just talking about that, you know, with King Solomon.
Mm-hmm.
They were just agreeing with what was said.
Okay.
And then we were, you know, that wisdom that we were talking about, it says wisdom makes us more effective for God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when we listen to God, listen to God's voice, and we use godly wisdom, then we're more effective at kingdom building.
That's right.
We're more effective at witnessing. We're more effective at doing what God has called us to do.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, for those of you just joining us, we're in the 10th chapter of Ecclesiastes, and we're just randomly going through some of those verses. And Dr. Crystal Williams, of course, is here with us tonight, and we're certainly grateful for her presence and for her sharing her wisdom with us, as well as the powerful anointing that she has and the discernment that God has given her. To speak to a relevant word in these times that we're in. And those of you who don't know Dr. Crystal, she is the regional minister for the Christian Church here in Tennessee, and she's the president of the region. And so we're excited to be a part of what she's doing, and we're grateful that she took time out to stop by and be a part of our study tonight. Any other comments there, Lady Kim?
They're just agreeing, saying amen.
Okay, well, y'all give us some thumbs up. Let us know that y'all with us tonight. And if you do have questions, because we're getting close to our time, we want to make sure that we receive all of our prayer requests and all of the praise reports that you might have. And as we've already indicated, this whole chapter, this 10th chapter of Ecclesiastes deals with foolishness, and when we underlined and when we looked at what that whole thing about folly is all about, this one really kind of stood out for me. Someone who lacks the proper fear or respect for God. And so there are a whole lot of fools out there, mm-hmm. because we live in a day and a time now where people have no proper fear of God. This is not a fear where you are scared, but this is a godly fear,
yes.
of God, and a respect for God by being obedient, following his word, walking according to his commandments, and being obedient to what he would have you to do.
Amen.
Obedience brings a reward, and
yes,
I think it releases a whole lot of frustration with things that you are trying to deal with. That whole passage in, what is it, Matthew 6:33,
mm-hmm.
seek first the kingdom of God
and his righteousness,
and then all of these other things shall be added unto us. And so, Dr. Crystal, what else do you have for us tonight in that 10th chapter?
Just verse number 12.
Okay, verse number
12. And I think that goes along with what you're talking about. Words from the mouth of the wise,
mm-hmm.
are gracious.
Okay.
But fools are consumed by their own lips.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And watching what and how we say.
Okay.
Watching how we approach people.
Mm-hmm.
Being careful that we don't allow our anger and our attitude or our rut to be the lead on the conversations that we're having,
okay.
and how we handle people. There really is life and death, mm-hmm. in the tongue.
That's right. That's right.
And you've got to watch what you're saying.
Okay.
And sometimes, even when you're feeling your worst, mm-hmm. you got to start claiming your best.
Amen.
You do. You got to start claiming your best. Lady Kim, you talked about not wanting to get up out of the bed and open the shades. But sometimes you have to do that very thing to serve notice to the enemy, mm-hmm. that I'm coming back.
That's right. That's
I'm coming out.
Yeah. Coming
and when
out.
I come out, I'll come out with my hands up.
My.
You've got to do that. There are times when you got to look at your checkbook and say, it looks like I have $0 and 0 cents, but I see some numbers in front of those zeros.
That's right.
You
That's
know,
right.
And I see the six figures. I see God bringing me out of what it is that I'm currently facing right now. I think you got to speak those things that be not, mm-hmm. as though they were.
Mm-hmm.
And that's wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It is really those who listen and are taught, those who are willing to take instruction,
mm-hmm.
that you will see a victorious outcome.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot waddle in the stuff that we're in. We just don't have time, children of God.
That's right. That's
we
right.
don't. We've got to put we got to put feet on our faith.
Mm.
We have got to show
that's
the
good.
World that God still reigns supreme.
Mm-hmm.
And that's wisdom. You know, the Bible says when the kingdom comes, it comes in power and demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for us to start demonstrating everything we've been talking about. Now, if you don't believe what you've been confessing, if you don't believe what you've been hearing on Sunday, then I wouldn't confess that if I were you.
That's right.
But if you can believe it, then you will receive it.
Amen.
No, this is not the prosperity
Glory
message.
God.
This is the real message.
Thank you, God.
That God is wanting to move in the earth realm, and God is moving in the earth realm.
Mm-hmm.
We see it in every situation that we're in. And you've got to have the wisdom to know when to pivot, when to stand still, when to receive, when to release,
mm-hmm.
when to offer, when not to offer. And if you are not tuned in, plugged in to God, then you will miss it.
You're gonna miss
the
it.
Enemy, the Bible says that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right.
So that means he don't just want to knock you down.
No.
He wants to make sure that you have no comeback to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order for you to be victorious over this, you have got to move in wisdom. And the thing about someone said before that every profession, you've got to be skilled and you've got to have training. Sometimes the church people don't want to do that.
They don't want to do it.
They don't want to do it in the church. Don't make me go to no Sunday school. Don't make me go to no Bible class. I want to relax on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
While the enemy is eating you for lunch, you want to relax. You don't want to read your Bible. You don't want to come to Bible study. We need to be the most skilled out there. Even on your job, you've got to know how to operate. I believe I said this in your church. Between the physical and the spiritual, it takes wisdom
to navigate
between those two worlds. So that A, you won't get fired. B, so that the Holy Spirit can be at work. You know, it's like witnessing to the lady in your cubby next door. Right. You got to have wisdom with that.
That's right. That's right.
Sister Gwen Staples had an interesting thought. She said, knowledge tells us what to say. Wisdom tells us when to say it.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Come
yeah.
on now, preacher.
Yes, yeah. yes, yes.
So you were getting quite a few thumbs up and quite a few praise hearts. And so, Dr. Crystal, I'm telling you, this is powerful tonight. And we praise God for you. And any other comments, Lady Kim?
Because no, they were just agreeing, saying, come on, preacher, preach.
Yeah, that's right. Amen. That's right. So aren't you glad you tuned in tonight? Because I tell you, this is a powerful time together. We have a few more minutes yet before us. If there are any other praise reports or prayer requests, or if you have a question, we want to entertain those questions. We have about 5 more minutes, and we're going to prepare to wrap it up. And then we'll give Dr. Crystal another opportunity to share what the Lord is saying to her. And if there are some questions now, go ahead and put those in the chat. Or if there's some a comment, or if there's a praise report or a prayer request, we want to make sure that we get that. You, Lady Kim, I believe you're viewing from the other one of the other platforms.
No, I had to switch back.
Okay, all right. But we praise God. We have 3 different platforms, Dr. Crystal, that are viewing tonight, and we can only see the one on the Facebook Live side, but we do have the we have the app, and then we have the website.
Okay.
And so they are watching as well, and so we yet praise God for each of you who are on tonight. We've been studying and just talking about some of the verses in the 10th chapter of Ecclesiastes. For those of you who perhaps just joined us, want to make sure that you read, it's only 20 verses there, and that you read those verses, and that you familiarize yourself with what this particular chapter is saying, because this whole issue of folly, and he kind of uses a theme here and talks about a little folly is dangerous, and also the burden of folly. Mm-hmm. And see, when we lack that wisdom and understanding, we can be doing things that's displeasing God, even though we say we are a follower of Christ. Yes. We're not asking God for wisdom. I believe what James says, if we lack wisdom,
ask
of God, and he will give it liberally to those who ask. And many times when we're praying and asking God to do stuff, wisdom probably is nowhere in that whole request that we are asking for it to happen. I think we have Brother Jefferson is he's saying something there. Let's see. He says, intelligence and wisdom are totally different. Wisdom supersedes intelligence. Average intelligent people turn out marvelous things from wisdom and knowledge. Mm-hmm. That's powerful, isn't
it? Yes, yes.
And Michelle Carter said, continue to keep her sister Angela lifted up in prayer. Powerful Bible study tonight. So, Dr. Williams, we have about 5 more minutes. What else would you like to encourage this group tonight and share anything that God would have for you to share as it relates to this 10th chapter or anything in general?
You know, I just, even as we were sitting here this evening, mm-hmm. this came to me. The enemy sets many traps.
Okay.
And so you have to be careful that you don't get caught up in the trap.
Mm-hmm.
Traps on your job, even traps in your marriage.
Okay.
Be careful about these traps and take a moment to hear God.
Mm-hmm.
Move in the spirit realm, because really the atmosphere is filled with pandemonium right now.
That's right.
Every entity, every system and institution is unsure of itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what it was prior to 2 years ago.
That's right.
And so it's unsure of itself, which makes it easy for us to get caught in traps, makes it easy for us to be involved in things that we wouldn't ordinarily be involved in. And so in this season, stick close.
Mm-hmm.
Stick close to your word, stick close to your God, and let the Holy Spirit navigate you. You know, I think about the difference between intelligence and wisdom. you know, one, you can go and read some books and you can become, you know, a profession on this particular subject or thing.
Right.
But
right.
How the Holy Spirit moves on you is what separates the difference. Mm-hmm. It's like unity and uniformity.
Okay.
You know, one comes from God and one comes from man.
Wow.
You know, I think about the church. You know, I go to school, you get all of these degrees, and you have a lot of head knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to speak before men, but these two must meet.
That's right.
These two must meet, and how we use that in every part of our lives. This season that we're in is really a critical time. It is a critical time, and that we must be encouraged, and we must be helpers one to another so that we may make it to the other side.
Okay.
And when people come and ask you or people bring you a situation, don't be so quick to say yes. Don't be so quick to say no. Just kind of use wisdom and hear and hear,
mm-hmm.
see
mm-hmm.
and see
okay.
what the Spirit is trying to say. And I just want to say what a gift it is to be here in person. Many of you know that I am on a Bible study when I have the opportunity.
Right.
Sometimes I'm in other meetings and I have it on mute and I'm listening and I'm like, okay, I got to make a point right here. I got to say amen, because it's wise, even for me as regional minister, to be in Bible class,
because
I don't know everything.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for pouring into us tonight.
Amen.
And I tell you, this was a powerful time together tonight. Do you have any praise reports or prayer requests, Lady Kim?
Well, of course, we have prayer requests.
Okay.
We want to continue to lift up our member, Sister Edna Dotson, in mm-hmm. the loss of her sister.
Okay.
Those arrangements are still incomplete at this time.
Okay.
And then lift up our member, Leona Kirby, the mother of Sister Marcia Claiborne.
Mm-hmm.
She's in Baptist East Hospital.
Okay.
And then Sister Alicia Davis was released from the hospital, so that's a praise report. And then Sister Michelle Carter asked prayer for her sister Angela. We most definitely want to lift her up in our prayers. And again, we want to say a very special happy birthday to Mother Hughes.
That's right. That's right.
She had a birthday last week.
Yeah.
And we just thank God.
We thank God for it. That's right. That's right. And I was talking to Dr. Christopher Davis today, and he put me on FaceTime. He was at the hospital at Methodist Central, and our good friend Bishop William Young was there, and we had a chance to talk with him. But we want to put him on the prayer list as well, that he might get a speedy recovery and be able to bounce back from his ailments.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else as we prepare to close out tonight, Lady Kim, that we need to be mindful of? Don't forget, of course, Thursday night we have our institute. Dr. Carolyn Butler is doing an excellent job in taking us through the discipleship module. And this will be her third
session.
In that module. And we're certainly grateful. We have a study participation, and we want to make sure that you are aware of how important it is for you to finish the course. Sharpen your sword, sharpen your axe, sharpen your skills, so that when your time does come, when your time comes, you'll be ready. And you won't be intimidated by how people might look at you or how people might give you those little funny looks. But you know that you know and that you're ready to do what you need to do.
Amen.
Dr. Qualis, anything you want to add as we prepare to close?
And don't forget also the Peace Conference that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We need you to register for the Peace Conference on the 17th. Of September. The Peace Conference is for adults as well as young people. And so the adult sessions are going to be awesome. The youth sessions are going to be awesome. For the youth, we have gang awareness, drug awareness.
I think they just posted it on the site for
okay.
people to click on to the link.
You can register online,
mm-hmm.
gang awareness, drug awareness, and 6 steps to peaceful conflict resolution. We have some awesome speakers for the youth. And then for our adults, we have financial, you know, getting your finances together after COVID-19.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We also have cybersecurity. You know, there's a lot of cybersecurity preying on people trying to get your information, and they're really slick about it these days too. And you know, even the most knowledgeable people, we think we have it going on, and we
end up getting caught in that web.
Yep, so cybersecurity,
right.
And then we're gonna have Attorney Darrell O'Neill with us, and he's gonna talk to us about will preparation and power of attorney, and he's even agreed to do wills for free.
Isn't that something?
So he wants to give back to the community, and he wants to give back to Anointed Temple of Praise, and so we can set up a time. You can set up a time where he'll do a will for you absolutely free.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then our last but joint session with the adults and the young people is going to be on sex trafficking.
Yeah.
Memphis is one of the highest areas
Isn't
for
something?
Sex trafficking in the nation. So we just want to be aware, and it's going to be a well-rounded conference, you know. And we call it a peace conference because our world is spinning out of control.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much confusion and misinformation out there. So the peace conference is what we're calling it.
Okay. Brother Jefferson
said. Brother Jefferson said his sister-in-law just got hacked for $542 today. So, you know, you just have to be aware.
You have to
be
mindful.
You have to be aware. So, that's our peace conference. Please register. There's a $5 registration fee, and that registration fee is only to help with the lunch.
That's right. That's right. You see, little Carter just came into the studio. See if he could get up there so they could see him, Lady Kim. Our time has gotten away from us, but always good to see his smiling face. He's in kindergarten now. Is that right, Carter?
Yeah.
And yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so you're doing good? Did you have a good day at school today?
Yes, sir.
That's great. That's great. It's good to see you today.
Good to see you.
All right. You glad to see Papa?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're getting ready to close out tonight, and we're certainly grateful for each of you who have been a part of this study. And Dr. Crystal, will you do the honors of closing us out with prayer tonight?
I will be happy to. Thank you so much.
All right.
Again, thank you for the invitation to be here with
you
all.
Always.
It has been great.
This is home now. Don't forget.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So wherever you are, I'm going to invite you to just kind of steel yourself and open up your receivers so that you are able to receive everything that was said tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So that it will move down into the recesses of your heart and your life, flow out into every part of your activities. God bless our going in and our coming out.
Yes, God.
Tonight.
Yes, God.
We thank you, oh God, for the Anointed Temple of Praise.
Thank you, God.
We thank you for Dr. Tom Murray and his wife, Dr. Kim Murray, and all that comprises the Anointed Temple of Praise. We thank you for their ministry. We thank you for their heart, their wisdom to know the times and the seasons in which we're in now. And so, God, I pray that you would give them everything needed to continue to minister peace and wisdom and instruction to the body and ultimately to the world.
Yes, God.
God, you know every person on the prayer request. You know every list. You know everything that they need. God, I pray that you would go to hospitals and that you would touch,
yes,
heal,
God.
Deliver,
yes,
and
Thank
set
you,
free.
God. Thank you.
God, I pray that you would repair the brokenhearted, that you
mm-hmm.
would mend them and bind them up, for they need you in this hour and in this season. God, I pray that you would bless and touch Angela and all those who are standing instead for their siblings tonight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
God, I pray that you would even give back the $542
even now,
that
God.
Was taken
Thank you,
this
God.
Day.
Thank you,
God, you are the creator and the author of our faith.
Yes, God.
And so tonight, oh God, we commend our spirits into your hands.
Uh-huh.
We commend our welfare into your hands. God, do what you want to do with us.
act the way that you want to act in and around us.
Hallelujah.
Let your spirit saturate us,
yes,
that we may be able to be a true manifestation and reflection of your glory in everything that we say and do. And so, God, I just pray a special blessing, special blessing over the Anointed Temple of Praise,
Christian Church,
Disciples of Christ.
Thank you, God.
And all that you're calling them to do in this season. Fill their barns to overflowing, that there will be no lack. And that the shalom of God, the welcome of God, the hello and the goodbye and the peace of God
will
be over every endeavor. In Jesus' name. Amen. And thank God.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God. All right.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Crystal.
Thank you, Dr. Carter.
Thank you, Carter. Dr. Murray.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Until next time. Be blessed.
Bye.
All right.